Okay, mi nombre es Marina Velázquez. Estamos en huelga de hambre por 3 días porque mi esposo está
detenido. My name is Marina Velázquez, and I have been doing a hunger strike for the last 3 days. Come from the state of Massachusetts, and I am striking because my husband was arrested in our home 4 months ago at 6 in the morning. He's currently detained in the state of Connecticut, and my message for President Obama is that it's time to stop deportations. In Massachusetts, there are so many families who are impacted by deportation, and so many kids who are being left without their parents. And in Massachusetts, I've seen many cases of people who are stopped for driving on their way to work and simply for not having a license are arrested and deported, and their children are left without a father or without a mother. And so that's why I'm bringing this message to President Obama, that it's time to stop deportations.
My name is Stephanie Mendoza. I live in New Orleans, and I came here because I've been seeing a lot how kids, they deportate their parents, and they cry a lot. And I'm in process of deportation, and I don't know what's gonna happen to me in the future. I will tell President Obama to stop the deportation, because he didn't want to like that be not with their daughters, so he have to stop deportation.
Sí, mi nombre es Gustavo Bonilla. Soy de New Orleans. Tengo 15 años viviendo.
My name is Gustavo Bonilla. I live in New Orleans. I've been in the U.S. for 15 years, and my children were born here. My motivation for being here in D.C. is that I was affected by an immigration raid that detained people who are racially profiled. I was held for 22 days in immigration detention, but with the help of New Orleans Congress of Day Laborers, I was released. But I'm facing a deportation hearing in 2 months. So we're asking President Obama to please stop destroying our families and not to keep deporting more people.
Que por favor no siga destruyendo nuestras familias, no siga deportando más gente.
My name is Jenny Aguilar. I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts. I came to D.C. with a purpose. That purpose is to come and support my mom and another family and all the families out there that are in the same situation as me, because having your dad not by your side right now is really hard. And my message for Barack Obama is, if he hears this message, please help my dad, Victoriano Aguilar, out. That he has done no harm to anybody. All he did was drive without a license, and there was really no need for him to be passed on to immigration. I just really want him to stop all deportations for all families, because it's really hard.
My name is Cesar Vargas. I'm the director of the Dream Action Coalition. I came to the U.S. when I was 5 years old, and ever since then, I've called New York City my home. I consider myself a New Yorker. Went to the New York City public school system, graduated college, graduated law school, and still right now I'm still in the process of trying to be admitted to the New York State Bar as the one of the first undocumented immigrants to be able to practice law. So I got involved in the 2010 during my second year of law school for the Dream Act, came out publicly, shared my story, and you know, through that, just as other dreamers inspired me, other dreamers were being inspired by me. You know, I have met with the President of the United States, met with DHS Secretary, with congressional members. We just organized the White House Hunger Strike to really elevate the stories of not just the dreamers, but the families who are going through the crisis of deportations. We have made definitely an impact to the point that, you know, we realized that we may not have the money, we don't have anything, you know, but we do have the compelling stories of people, of gaining the hearts and minds of the American public. And I think that's something that scares any politician.